to confirm and make sure you're living in right with Scripture.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Thank you for joining me, wherever you're listening from, wherever you're watching. I want to talk to you a little about our walk and the scriptures that our Creator gives us and Yahweh provided for us, that His will in our life is done. Because the scripture that we read here, when we read and it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters," this is Romans 12, 1 and 2. This is Paul preaching. "I plead with you to give your bodies to Yahweh because all He has done for you. Let them be a living and a pleasing sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is true to the way to worship Him. Not copying the behavior and customs of this world, but let Yahweh transform you to a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know Yahweh's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Two ways to use the scriptures in this day, in this time. Two ways. The first one is to make sure we're in line with Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. And the second way is to learn how to let people know Yeshua is the Messiah. That's the reasons for the scriptures. To make sure we're living in line with our Creator, and to preach Yahshua. And the book is a tutorial book to teach us how to preach Yahshua through our experiences, through the word of our Creator, how to preach Yahshua. I'm not one that's into debates. I'm not here to debate the word with people. Iron does sharpen iron, and I could have a discussion with people. But I'm not here trying to win an argument. I'm here to make sure my line, I use the word to make sure my life and your life is in line with the word of scripture, and that we use the guidebook to teach others how to proclaim Yeshua to the world. That's what we're called to do. That's what I see as the scriptures being for, those two things. And we look at Yeshua and his disciples and what they did. Yeshua didn't have to teach them about the law and the Torah because it was already there. He taught them how to teach other people about the law and the Torah. Matter of fact, the Jewish people at that time were very versed in scripture. They knew the Torah. Many of them were following it wonderful. But Yeshua said, "I'm here to teach you how to tell the world about me. How to tell the world about what it means to be under a new covenant. How to tell the world. It's not about being done away with the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. No. But we must teach the world to proclaim me." That's what He was telling them. And that's what our messages should be. To teach the world how to be in line with Scripture, how to use the word to confirm we're in line with Scripture, and then to go and let people know about Yeshua. We need to do that. In every message we give about Scripture, it should be is why and how to minister Yeshua to others. This is what Yeshua did. Teach them about me. This is what Yeshua taught them. Unlike the people, the Jewish people that Yeshua took as his disciples that knew Torah and were living it, we're in a different generation now. People have been deceived not only to not understand Torah because they're not reading it, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but they're told they don't have to keep these guidelines and instructions. So we must show people not to go by what man says, but to go by what our Creator says, and to make sure our lives are matched up to Him. See, it's very simple. We have the original covenant to make sure we're living in line with Scripture. We have the renewed covenant to preach Yah's mercy through Yahshua. We put these together and we have the recipe that our Creator wants us to go and teach others, to go and let others know. And all these testimonials of Scripture. And the best way you can go out there and preach the word is to share your testimonial of what he's doing for you. Not what he just has done for you, not what he's going to do for you, but what he's doing for you right now in your life. Go out there and explain to people. That's why I say he died for us. He died for us. And we have this great opportunity to follow him. So we need to share our words with other people and tell people how he's transformed us and what he could do for them. Go. That was his instructions. Go. Go and tell the world about me. Go and proclaim what I've done for you and what I could do for people. Unlike the time when I healed the blind man and he said, don't tell anyone I did this. My time had not come yet. But now he says, go and tell the world. Tell the world. This should be our daily task, our daily motivation. We self-study the scriptures to make sure we're in line with the scriptures. And if you want to have your Bible studies and your fellowships and your get together to praise our Creator, wonderful, to confirm and make sure you're living in right with Scripture through conviction and through other brothers and sisters. We could be corrected if we're getting out of line. But the true essence of Bible study, I believe, should be to teach and train up one another how to go out there with courage and proclaim Yahshua to those that have not had the revelation yet of who he is or what he came to do for us. Go out there and let the world of darkness know about the light. The light will shine in the darkness, and that we have been transformed by Yahshua. So we need to go out there and let people know and share that with others. So that's what it should be. It should be a study up of people learning his word, his holy word. And I'm concerned today because I don't see this anymore. I see people going to a rock concert, motivational speaking sermon to encourage people to support themselves in selfishness. That's what I see. I see the majority of churches out there today preaching how to be selfish. I see them giving a motivational hypnotism rock concert just to get people's money, to make them feel pride. Yes, that's what's being taught today is pride. Pride's being taught today. How you could become better. How you could be the best. How you can get all the riches of this world. How you can have everything. That's what's being taught out there in a majority of churches today, especially those mega churches. But that's not the message I see that we're supposed to have according to Scripture. I see the Scriptures as we can use to put us in order, make sure we're in order, and tell us how to stay in order. But more importantly, for us to go and teach each other how to have the courage and the understanding and the tools necessary to go and preach Messiah to the world. That's what I want to hear sermons on. Encouraging testimonials and stories about how many people heard about Yeshua today from one of our, what we did. Well, when I went over here, I spoke to these people about this. This is what they told me, and this was my reply. And they accepted it well. And then somebody else in a congregation will stand up. Thank you for showing me and teaching me these lessons. I had the courage and I went out today and I spoke to some strangers about Yeshua, letting them know that he died for them. And somebody else can stand up. I have a friend, a sister, or a brother who's in darkness, and I got to preach Yeshua to them. And then I got them to teach to go tell it to others. I want churches to understand when the disciples were teaching and when Yeshua was teaching the disciples and the disciples were teaching, it was to go and let the world know about Yeshua, making more disciples. So what did that consist of? Yeshua told all the disciples how to tell the world about him. Not for their own glory, not for their own gain, not for what they can get, but to go out there and tell the world. That's it. That's what he taught them. And he encouraged them to go out there and do that and to not be ashamed of him. And the church isn't doing that today. The assemblies aren't doing that today. We have the scriptures to tell us what the will of our Father is and how we are to live our lives. We shouldn't be confused about these things. We have the scriptures to tell us and show us. But where are the hours and hours of sermons of the church telling us Yeshua wants us to go out and tell his word to the world? The church has made repent a curse word today. Yeshua said, repent, the kingdom is near. This is the message we need to share with others. Well, I went to church today. Oh, what did you discuss? Well, we spoke about this or about that. Did they tell you to go and tell others to repent? No, they tell me not to judge others. That's not what the scriptures say. Go and judge the world. Make disciples. Let them know about the great day that's coming, the great day of judgment that's coming, where he will judge them. Go and tell the world. Go and tell the world. One of my favorite scriptures, one of my favorite verses we find in the scriptures is such an important message. Such an important message. Mark 16:15. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Or to every creature, to every creature. This is what we need to be doing. This is what needs to happen today. How many of you are doing it? I see these commentaries and these teachers online talking about what we should and shouldn't be doing according to scripture, trying to justify through debates and trying to justify their beliefs and everything else. And I see very few people being trained up to go out there and tell the world about Yeshua. How many of you are going out there spreading the gospel? How many of you are going out there letting people know? Whether it's the cash register online, when you're online in a supermarket, or whether it's waiting at motor vehicles to get your car registry. How many? The great opportunity of a whole bunch of people just sitting there staring into space or looking at their phones. How many of them have you walked? Excuse me, I don't know you, but I know that we have a creator and he died for us. And I just want to let you know, Yeshua loves you. How many of us would tell people that and go out there and let people know? We need to do that. We need to do that. We need to stop just making people feel good for the sinful life they're living, like most churches do today. That's what a mega church does today. They make people feel good about living in sin. That's why they're a mega church. People want to feel good about their sin. So they make people feel good about living in sin. The true church is supposed to make us feel bad about living in sin. We're supposed to feel a conviction after we hear the word of our wonderful Creator. And when we realize we're not living the life according to the way He wanted us to live. But it doesn't stop there. It's not about us. It's about Yeshua. It's about building one another up where we have the courage and the knowledge to go out there and tell the world about Yeshua. It's not about so we could be in a better place, so we could feel good, so we can have more. No. It's so we'll have the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge to go out there and tell people about Yeshua. And when I go out there on the street and I talk about Yeshua, and some people say to me, well, I could never do that. When people ask me questions, or, you know, or have the courage to go out there and to speak to strangers. This is what the church needs to be equipped in. People with the ability and the capability to go out there and do that. That, I believe, was the goal of Yeshua. It didn't stop with the 12 disciples. He taught them to go out there and make disciples, to teach others. To teach others to do what? To teach others to go out there and let people know about Him. About Him. That's what we need to do. A lot of people, when they talk about Scripture and they preach about Scripture, they'll talk about what Yeshua did and what Yeshua did and what Yeshua did. But very seldom do I hear about why He did it, why He did the things He did. Go out there and let people know who He was. Go out there and let them know what He did. And most important, let them know why. And may we all be equipped to go out there and tell others that Yeshua came to set us free from the enemy, to set us free from this world, to bring light into this darkness, to be a gate at the end of that narrow road to get us in, the key to the locked door that our Creator wants to open for us so we would walk through. Yeshua came and He did away with the evil and the wickedness. He overcame it and we overcome it. Yes, we need to let people know about the spiritual warfare that's going on. Scripture says, if people only read their scriptures, they would know these things. You know, all the amens and the hallelujahs at the church sound wonderful and great because we're in agreement. But being in agreement isn't learning anything. If you're in agreement, go out there and preach the word of Yeshua. If you're in agreement, how many people did you tell today Yeshua died for them? If you're in agreement. We have a great opportunity today through the social media and the internet, through all the people that are out there today and everything that's going on in the world today, all these current events and everything that's happening today. What a great opportunity to preach Yeshua. There's war all over the world. Oh, you know what? Well, there's a spiritual war going on in your life as well. That's always been going on. You know what? Yes, even if the worries of the world are bothering other people, it doesn't have to bother you because this is what Yeshua did for us and this is what He wants us to. Now go out there and tell others. I remember the story of this lady sitting on a plane next to a guy and the guy was reading the Bible. And the lady said, you know, what are you doing? Why are you reading that word? You know, prove to me that that word is correct, that that word is true. And the guy didn't know what exactly to say. He was fumbling around his scriptures and everything else, and he was trying to give a scripture. And scripture, he said, do me a favor. Shut your Bible and tell me why you believe in Yeshua. I don't need to see the scriptures. I want to hear it from you. How could I tell her without reading my Bible, without showing her scripture? How could I let her know? He didn't know what to do. So we said, excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back and I'll give you your answer. So he went to the bathroom, closed the door, and he said, oh, Father Yah, how do I proclaim you without using your scriptures? How do I let this lady know who's asking me about you without showing her in the scriptures? And Yahweh speaks to this man in the bathroom and says, share with her your testimonial. That's it. You don't need my scriptures to share your testimonial. He gets back into his seat. He sits down. He says, I know you wanted your answer. And here's the answer. He doesn't need to open up his Bible. He shares his testimonial about what Yahweh has done in his life. And when Yeshua is brought to him, he shares it with her. We all have a testimonial. And I want to encourage you all to share your testimonial. And then encourage others to share their testimonial. To go out there and share the word. Yes, the Bible, the word of our Creator is extremely helpful. Extremely important to show us the past, present, and future, the history, the story, his story, his story. To make sure we're living in line with Scripture. But we do not need words written down to share Yeshua with others. We need to share our testimonials about what he's done in our lives and pray for the Spirit of Yah to come into these people's lives and for their lives to be changed. And they could be exalted and lifted up through the word, but through their experience is what they'll be equipped to share with others. You don't need to be a scholar to have an experience with Yeshua. And you don't need to be a scholar to share your experience of your testimonial and transformation of life with others. You need the understanding and the faith that we need to go and we need to share this message with others. I think about the story often of the person in Scripture that was freed from all his debt. And then somebody came to him that had a debt. And he was real hard on them, saying, until you pay this back, you're going in jail and you must pay this little debt back. Yeshua came and brought richness to our life. And just like that man that wasn't willing to forgive the debt of others, the same be to us that is not willing to go and share the riches of Yeshua with others. We need to go out there and share his holy word with others and not let it end with us. Not let it stop with us. When people feel comfortable around you, when people feel like they're not hearing the word around you, so they're okay with that, it's time to question how you're living and what you're doing. When somebody calls you a religious fanatic because all you talk about is Yeshua, now we're getting somewhere. What's his urgency? Every time I'm around that person, he has something to say about the scriptures, or he has something to say about Yeshua. People need to hear it, and they need to hear it from you, not from someone else. We have a great opportunity to speak to somebody about it. I remember reading the autobiography of Billy Graham. And he said he never had a conversation with anyone more than 10 minutes without bringing up Yeshua. He felt it was a failure if that happened. How about 5 minutes? How about making that 5 minutes? That's my goal. That's my goal. I'll break the ice. Oh, the weather's nice today. Oh, did you see the basketball game last night? I'll break the ice. But if I'm speaking to somebody more than a certain amount of time, I have to let them know about Yeshua. One way or another, I have to let them know. Excuse me, those are some nice shoes you have. Do you know Yeshua died for you? You know, one way or the other. How much of a waste of time and life to have a conversation with somebody for 10 minutes and not bring up Yeshua. How sad. And this is what the church needs to be teaching. The church needs to be teaching this. Some people say, well, I never heard about this. The evidence of creation is everywhere around us. But the lack of people telling people today about Yeshua and what he's done, and teaching people and lifting people up. This is the great trick of the enemy, is to keep people's mouths shut. So people aren't going out there proclaiming the truth of our wonderful Messiah and what he's done for them, and what he could do for us, and what he wants to do for us. So go out there and share the word. Remember, pray, praise, proclaim. We need to proclaim the word about him. Proclaim. Yes, we can be blessed for equipping others to go and do this. We want to call that a tithe or an offering or something else. But the selfishness that the church teaches, well, you tithe so you can be better, so you can get blessings. And all this, I'm not doing this to get blessings. A good part of I'm doing this so that I don't get curses. I don't want curses in my life. But the greatest blessings come by letting people know about Yeshua and who he is. Not about exalting me. It's about exalting him. And that's what we need to do. We need to let people know about him. Even John was willing to give up his life to get the word out about Yeshua. We need to do this. We need to let people know. And people aren't letting others know. And that's a big problem we have today. So we need to not just preach to the choir. We need to go out there to those that don't know, and the strangers, and let people know. It's about Yeshua. It's not about us. How come there's so much trouble in the world? How come there's so much evil and wickedness in the world? How come there's so much war in the world? Why would our Creator want this to happen? All these questions that we get from people is a great opportunity, an open door to go and proclaim Yeshua to these people. The more questions we have, the more of an opportunity. Yeshua is your answer. This is why. This is why there's all these events going on around the world. Because we live in a world of darkness and there's light that is shining, waiting for us. The only true way out. The only way to win the war. The only way to win the daily battles. The only way to win anything is by accepting, understanding, and telling others about Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It's the only answer. Speaking to him daily. I found the answer. I learned to pray. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
As we have been singing your praises, you John, es que vaya.